All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton here with you, standing in the confessional corner to look at the small catechism again this week, the ninth commandment. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not scheme to get our neighbor's inheritance or house, or get it in any way which only appears right, but help and be of service to him in keeping it. All right, there is the small catechism. As we look to the woodcuts for the commandment, we have Jacob stealing, quite honestly, with God's help. We'll point that out in a minute. Laban's flocks and his inheritance, so that he has such a great thing. But it's also a sign of coveting both ways, by Jacob and by Laban. So we are looking at Genesis chapter 30, beginning in verse 25. As soon as Rachel had borne Joseph, Jacob said to Laban, "Send me away, that I may go to my own home and country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you, that I may go, for you know the service that I have given you." But Laban said to him, "If I have found favor in your sight, I have learned by divination that the Lord has blessed me because of you. Name your wages, and I will give it." Jacob said to him, "You yourself know how I have served you and how your livestock has fared with me. For you had little before I came, and it has increased abundantly, and the Lord has blessed you wherever you have turned. But now, when shall I provide for my own household also?" He said, "What shall I give you?" Jacob said, You shall not give me anything. If you will do this for me, I will again pasture your flock and keep it. Let me pass through your flock today, removing from it every speckled and spotted sheep and every black lamb, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and they shall be my wages. So my honesty will answer for me later when you come to look into my wages with you. Every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and black among the lambs, if found with me, shall be counted stolen. Laban said, "Good, let it be as you have said." But that day Laban removed the male goats that were striped and spotted, and all the female goats that were speckled and spotted, every one that had white on it, and every lamb that was black, and put them in charge of his sons. And he set a distance of 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob pastured the rest of Laban's flock. Then Jacob took fresh sticks of poplar and almond and plane trees, and peeled white streaks in them, exposing the white of the sticks. He set the sticks that he had peeled in front of the flocks and the troughs, that is, the watering places, where the flocks came to drink. And since they bred when they came to drink, the flocks bred in front of the sticks, and so the flocks brought forth striped, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob separated the lambs and set the faces of the flock toward the striped and all the black in the flock of Laban. He put on his own droves apart and did not put them back with Laban's flock. Whenever the stronger of the flock were breeding, Jacob would lay the sticks in the troughs before the eyes of the flock, that they might breed among the sticks. But for the feebler of the flock, he would not lay them there. So the feebler would be Laban's and the stronger Jacob's. Thus the man increased greatly and had large flocks, female servants and male servants, and camels and donkeys. All right, much shorter than last week, but really directly to the point. Jacob the supplanter, Jacob the usurper, Jacob the cheater, had been cheated time and time again by his uncle Laban. And now, as he has had a son by his favorite wife, the wife that he worked not 7 years, but 14 years for, plus in the length of time until Joseph is born up until this point, Jacob's like, "Let me go back home. Let me be with my family, my ancestral homeland, that I may be able to set up my own household there." And Laban's like, "But why? You know, I've learned by divination that I'm only doing well because you're here. Why would I let you go?" And after some wrangling, they're like, okay, we'll settle this evenly. So the undesirable ones, the speckled, the striped, the spotted, the black sheep, Jacob said, "I'll take those. Nobody wants those. I'll take them. Those will be my wages. And it'll be easy to see what's mine, what's yours." And so Laban says, all right, we'll do that. And then he removes all of them from the flock, puts them 3 days down the road so that they're not anywhere close to Jacob. Jacob has no claim on them. So Jacob, again, the cheater, the supplanter, brilliant idea in his mind. So he takes sticks of poplar, almond, and plane trees, strips off some of the bark to create white streaks in there, lays them down in the troughs while the sheep are drinking, and they breed at the same time that they drink. So they would come out, everything would be spotted, speckled, striped, or black. Every one of them. But then Jacob's like, wait a minute, wait, let's take this one step further. So Jacob separated all that, and then he realized, I need just the stronger ones. So we have at the end of there, his last little twist to things. Whenever the stronger of the flock were breeding, Jacob would lay the sticks in the troughs before the eyes of the flock. But for the feebler, he would not lay them there. So the feebler lambs would be Laban's. The stronger ones would be Jacob's. Again, God allowing this to happen, God allowing Jacob to have this great abundance, because he is just a couple of chapters away from meeting Esau for the first time in decades. The same Esau who had wanted to kill him after having cheated him out of his birthright and his blessing as the firstborn. So, you know, Jacob is setting himself up. God is setting Jacob up himself as being in a better position for his life away from Laban, his life back in Canaan. But he does do it through Jacob's coveting of his own homestead, his own land, which even in Canaan he didn't have. But he also wanted just to be out from under the thumb of his uncle slash father-in-law. So he was coveting having his own land, his own area, his own flock. And yet Laban was like, but I'm only doing so well because you're here. If you leave, then I'm going to go back to having almost nothing. And I don't want that. I mean, who really wants that? So Jacob is coveting having his own place. Laban is coveting the great abundance that God has given him because Jacob's there. So they're battling each other out, and God says, well, I picked Jacob over Esau. I picked Jacob over Laban because Jacob is in the line of the people who is going to bring about the Messiah. So, you know, I'll let Jacob have his little bit of fun this time. Give Laban very little left, and we'll send him on his way. And that's really what happens in the not too distant future, is that Jacob gathers all of his stuff together and leaves and goes back towards Canaan. Laban's not exactly happy, but he lets his daughters and his son-in-law go so that they can go set up their place. But again, it all comes down to coveting and wanting what other people have. And we see that this is not a good thing. This is not a great situation. I mean, you want to talk about toxic workplace environments. There you go. It's like, yes, I have all these things because you are working here with me, but I don't want to let you go because, well, I'm going to be nothing without you. I have nothing without you. And well, Jacob says to Laban, that's kind of tough. I want to go back home. I've spent my time here. You know how well I've done. This is what I'm going to do. This is, you know, again, a way that we get around things, because coveting is so easy. It comes so second nature to us. Somebody has something, somebody helps in a certain way, and we don't want to let that go. It's kind of like the Lucky Charms that professional athletes have, that, you know, they have a winning streak because they've worn the same socks or whatever it is, and they, you know, they've not washed their gloves, or, you know, regardless of what it might be, the superstition gets in there and they covet keeping that going. This is what Laban's doing. Jacob's like, I'm coveting, you know, back what I used to have, what I've been promised. And I'm stuck here away from the promise. I want to go back to the promise that I was given. But in this way, Jacob has a little bit better of a coveting thing. Is he's coveting a good thing. He's not coveting sinfully with it. He simply wants to go and have what has been promised to be his inheritance from his father and from his grandfather and all that God has promised to all of the generations following after them. And this is what we ought to covet. We ought to covet, desire those things that God wants to give us. Not the things we think God should give us, but what he has told us that is going to be ours. Much like the forgiveness of our sins, life everlasting, salvation. These are the things we should desire. These are the inheritance that we have because we are children of God. This is what Jacob is doing. Yes, he has his own underhanded ways of getting it accomplished, but it is still his desire is to simply get his inheritance in his homeland. Just like our desire is to be in our homeland, not territory here in this world, but territory in the world to come. All right, that is it for this week. Next week, we finish up the commandments, looking at the 10th commandment and coveting our neighbor's wife and possessions. Come back for that. Next week, we continue to enjoy our time in Deuteronomy on digging deeper. So I encourage you to be there for that as well. And the wrestling fans out there, Pro Wrestling America still going on, leading up to Remember Their Legacy in about a month. So you know, there's all kinds of things going on here as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord this Easter season, but also celebrating the joy that he gives us every single day. Whether it's Easter, it's Lent, it's a good day, a bad day, we still have God giving us his word, his promises to strengthen us to wrestle with the theologies around us today and always. Amen.